Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those of you who are here this morning for the holy hours and the Christmas pageant will know what I'm talking about when I say that the center of the celebration was the Christ child. Did you notice how Mary and Joseph came, baby Jesus, and here they were? And then the shepherds came, and where did the shepherds go? They came right here to see Jesus. Then the wise men came. Where did the wise men go? Went to Jesus. The angels had sung to the shepherds. The angels didn't just say, you know, boy, aren't you folks good shepherds? You're out here tending the sheep. And by the way, the sheep that they were tending, most scholars would say, were the sheep that were especially being prepared for slaughter in the temple, because they're in the area of Bethlehem. That's where the shepherds were. And history tells us that there was a special flock of sheep that was tended that would be used for the temple sacrifices. Well, no, the angels came and said, glory to God in the highest. Go see the babe. Amen. The center of attention this morning was so beautifully demonstrated for us in Jesus. That was the center. You know, when you point for a dog, you say, okay, point your dog. Look over there, dog, or go over there, doggy. And most of the time, a dog will just come and lick your finger. Dogs don't seem to understand that when you point, somewhere that's where you go. Well, all of the people and the beautiful story tonight that was read by Deacon Jeff were told to go somewhere, and they went. They are signs for us. You know, we can get caught up in the beauty of the season, but unless we read the signs and we follow all of those shepherds and wise men and Mother Mary, Mother of Jesus, and Joseph, and come bow down and worship that child, we completely missed the beauty and the glory of the season. I would like to just point out a couple different the hymns that we sang this morning and then one that we sang tonight already. The first one, I'm not going to ask you to sing it yet, but in a few minutes I'm going to ask Tyler to lead us in singing that Kentuckian again. But this is the Kentuckian we sang this morning. Today the virgin cometh to the cave where she will give birth in an ineffable manner to the Word who is before all the ages. Rejoice therefore, O universe, when thou hearest it heralded, glorify him with the angels and the shepherds who chose means that the Word, the child, the babe, chose to be seen as a newborn babe, the God who before is all the ages, who is before all the ages, the God. And then I'd like to read another one. Just a couple of pages out here. Another one of the hymns that we sang this morning. This is our God, beside whom none other may be considered. He it was who was born of the Virgin and went about among men, the only begotten Son, beheld as a man placed in a mean manger, the Lord of the house wrapped in swaddling cloths. And the star appointed for the Magi to worship him. And we sing, shouting, O Trinity, save our souls. And the star points to the Magi to worship him. And we sing, shouting, O Trinity, save our souls. And then one more. Come, Ye believers, let us ascend in a divine manner and behold a divine condescension revealed to us from on high openly in Bethlehem. And having purified our minds by good conduct, let us offer virtues instead of frankincense. Let us go before and prepare with faith entrances for the nativity among the spiritual treasures, crying glory in the highest to God, the one in Trinity, through whom goodwill appeared among men to deliver Adam from the ancient curse, for he is the lover of mankind. You lead us in the singing of that hymn again. Maybe the choir sing. Such a beautiful hymn.
The Virgin cometh today to the cave to give birth to the pre-eternal Word in a
Father, and